Okay, guys, welcome back to Radio Single 107.9 FM, 5:14 on the clock. Beautiful Wednesday evening, 1st of May 2019, and you guys are tuned into Radio Single 107.9 FM. And as we promised, we'll have Harry Paji from the Legends Band, and of course, we've got DJ Mick here on the line as well. So, Sat Sri Akal to both of you.
Hello, Assalamu Alaikum, Tanveer Paji, how are you doing?
I am absolutely fine, Paji. Harry Paji, we line to Mojood ne Mick Paji.
Harry, how are you doing?
Hi, Mick. I'm fine, thanks, brother. How are you, Mick?
Oh, very good indeed. Yeah, can't complain, buddy. Yeah, can't complain at all.
Brilliant, good stuff.
Okay, cool. Paji, so obviously we are here to talk about this, the West End Bhangra, and I'll leave it with the DJ Mick to talk about this show, and of course in the end I will ask you a few questions as well. So DJ Mick, over to you, my bruv.
Thank you very much, Tamil. Harry, how's things, man? How's it down there in the Midlands?
Yeah, everything's, well, it's starting to rain here in the Midlands. How's it up there, sunny Bradford?
Do you know what? Actually, here in Bradford, it's not bad. It's a little bit overcast, but it's a bit mild. But there you go. So anyway, listen, we had Shin on just before you, really pumping up the show, really talking about what, the listenership and the people are in store for on the 19th of May, I believe. The fact that it's going to be an exciting show, it's going to be something completely different, something that people haven't seen before. You tell us a little bit, because you're one of the main men behind the show. So how has it come about? Why have you decided that you wanted to do a little bit of a roadshow, really, of old school music?
Yeah, well, basically, okay, I've been in the bhangra music scene, the live game, since 1992, and as you know, we've known each other a long time. Played so many shows. I mean, back in the 90s, when I came into the bhangra scene, it was all very much live music. It was wherever you go, weddings, clubs, banqueting suites, whatever, it was always live music. And it's just, I suppose, nothing anybody can do about it. Just the way the world evolves, things change. In the past years, music has evolved into a slightly different kind of vibe. Thankfully, for myself, luckily, I mean, I've been consistent in the live circuits. We've been doing gigs up and down the country, around the world, ever since. So live music is what I do. I know my other three partners, we've known each other a long time, and we've been sort of chatting on and off. Let's do something. We've got down, we've been sat together sort of like late last year, and then we thought, right, we're going to do something. How can we do something which is going to like create such a massive buzz and get people interested? I'm not saying bhangra gigs ain't interested. Bhangra gigs is what we do. But typically, a bhangra gig is, you go to a banqueting suite or a club or even a wedding, and it's all about hitting the dance floor, which is what bhangra means. But we thought, okay, if we're going to do something, we're not going to do something typical. We want to do something totally off this scale. So the idea came after a massive brainstorming session between the four of us, me and my partners. How can we do something different now? I'm a fan of theatre. I do like going to theatre. I love the atmosphere. I love the fact you're sitting there and you're watching a show. And the way, being a musician, it makes me think what the thought process and the work that goes behind a theatre production. So we thought, how can we bring something like that within a bhangra environment? So we came up with the name, the West End Bhangra Musical. West End, when you say that to the audience, right, people automatically should think, or the image that comes to their mind is like the theatres in London, theatre productions. Yeah. So what we're doing, we want to bring that West End theatre experience within a bhangra musical. So what we're doing, we've got four of the bhangra legends. We've got Apna Sangeet, we've got Hira, Pradesi, and Shin DCS, and they're going to be backed by my band, the Legends Band. What we're doing is, you're not going to come and just watch a singer on stage backed by a band. You're going to see something totally different in every song. I don't want to give the game away too much, but what I'm going to say, it's going to be an experience. People are going to leave that venue thinking, what have we just seen there? It is going to be an amazing experience. That's the best way to put it. We've got guest musicians, we've got guest dancers of different diversities, different communities. It is a massive production, Every song, as I say, will have something different going on. On top of that as well, typically, if you're going to go to a show which has got four artists or four bands, you're going to get, in that space of 45 minutes each, you're typically going to get about six or seven songs. In this one, you're going to get a lot more of that because we've shortened songs, we've merged them in. We're going to give you songs that are well-known back in the day, who the artists don't get the chance to sing that often on stage, but you're going to see at the Western Funeral Musical done within a massive production, never been done before.
I think you've answered probably every question that I was going to ask you, actually. As Legends Band, tell us a little bit about Legends Band, because obviously, like you said, you formed in 1992. You know, you were basically from all different bands that came together. You know, and you guys, and because I know you personally, all of you personally,
yeah.
You know, I know loads about you, because, but there may be listeners out there that don't know much about the Legends Band itself. So tell us a little bit about you, and, you know, the fact that you guys have probably played with every single artist, every single Bhangra artist going, haven't you?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, I'll explain the Legends Band. The Legends Band is it's set up myself back in 2011. Now, you mentioned 1992. 1992 is when I actually started my live musical career. Within that time, I've played with, and my musicians, we've all played with all the artists. If I start listing every artist we've played, well, we will be here all night. Probably not say who we haven't played with. But anyway, having performed with all these artists throughout these years, it was 2011, and a big show was put on in Alexander Theatre. It's one of the venues where the Western Funeral Musical will be performed at in Birmingham. So anyway, this was a show put on. And it was called the Funeral Legends, with all the artists from back in the 90s. And I was approached to set up a band. And to be honest with you, it's a dream I had for many years to set up like a super group or such. So I set this band up with musicians from the industry who happen to be very good mates. We're all brothers at the end of the day. We set this band up for one night only. We didn't have a name. It was just the band. But based on the people we played for that night, the big legendary artists, I think it was quite a hit with the audiences, and the audiences wanted to see more of us. So we did the live sessions on the TV channels, which went down like a storm. And the demand started to come through that they wanted to see that band at their wedding, and then they wanted to choose which singers that we bring with them. So the name just happened to form, the Legends Band. It wasn't something I chose or any of the band members chose. That just happened to form. And from then, you know, touch wood, with God's blessing and everything, we've been doing well, and we've been playing with all these different artists, still consistent, are still really busy, and we're just doing what we love doing. We just want to keep live music live. Because there's a point where it was sort of a bit of a dying trend, but we're just trying to revive it and keep it going for many, many years to come, because we're not ready to hang about it.
And I think that's what, you know, Shin was trying to reiterate, you know, the fact that making, you know, coming back with that live sort of, you know, influence of Bhangra music and making it feel real, making it feel live, because you've got people playing their instruments, you know, and all the rest of stuff, and having that vibe. So it's not, you know, not knocking DJs. You've got obviously being a presenter stroke DJ myself, but you know, going to a live performance is so much different than having a DJ there.
It's the atmosphere at the end of the day. You've got more people to listen to, more people to watch, and it's exciting.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So without giving too much away, what are we expecting from the show? What can the general public expect from the show? Because the show is not just for happening, is it? It's for anyone and everyone, really, isn't it? We're trying to get as diverse people there as possible. You know, because these type of shows now, you know, because we know that there's so many other type of people that love Bhangra. You know, it's still Punjabi culture, it's still that kind of Indian culture, but there's so many other people that enjoy the music, they enjoy dancing, they enjoy, you know, that sort of thing. So it is kind of open to anyone and everyone.
That is actually one of the reasons why we chose to do the venues, to do it in theatres, simply because yes, we know our community all know Bhangra music. The non-Asian community, they've heard of Bhangra music, Bhangra as they call it. Everybody knows about it, but they may not have actually heard it or experienced it. So one of the reasons to choose theatre-based setting was that the theatres have their own push as well. They have their own clientele, their own subscriptions. And we are also reaching out to the non-Asian communities to say, come on, come on, watch our show. Yeah. This is what Bhangra music is all about. But we're also doing it for our own communities, our Bhangra lovers, to give them something totally different. They're not coming to a typical show. It's going to be, it is going to be a sit-down theatre show. But the thing is, yeah, I know we can't help up there, but they just love to dance. But it's going to be one of those. You're going to be mesmerised by what's happening on stage. The easiest way to describe this without giving too much away, it's going to be 100% live music brought to life through dance, visuals, lighting, and a bit of acting here and there.
Sounds absolutely. Yeah. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, one of the most important things, can you kind of just like put 100 tickets to the side for me, please? Because I am getting grief from every person that I know to say, you better sort me out. I'm thinking of emigrating on that day, so I might just have to watch the show on my phone because of the amount of stress I'm getting off people. But the thing is,
it's time though, isn't it?
I know that with the type of performers that you've got there, you know, just the names in itself is synonymous to the Bhangra industry. You know, you know that you're going to have a good show. You know that you are going to come out of that show smiling, saying that is something, you know, that you can talk about for years and years and years, isn't it? It is definitely going to be one of those type of shows. And then you're going to have the others that think and say, I wish I was there, because everyone else is going to be talking about it.
That's right, which is why it's probably a good chance just to reach out to people to say, don't wait to regret it. Get your tickets now, because it is going to be an experience that you're going to walk away thinking, wow, what did we just experience? You're not going to a show, you're going to an amazing experience. That's what it will be.
No. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, I think that what we'll try to do, Harry, is, if possible, we'll try to replay these interviews at some other stage. Obviously, with Ramzan coming up, it may be a little bit difficult. But, you know, somehow or another, I'm sure we'll be able to sort something else out.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely, of course, we'll make it out. You just, I'm at the other end of the phone. Give us a call, Mick. We've known each other a long time, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Give us a shout.
Definitely.
Always there for you.
Yeah. Sounds good, Harry, and I'll be ringing you for my 100 tickets. Yeah,
gives the call. No worries.
No,
it's good that it's good that people are interested in coming. So it's all good news, isn't it?
I know. Harry, many thanks for coming on Radio Sangam. It's always a pleasure to have an artist. Like I said to every other artist, at some stage or another, you Midland people need to come to the radio station. So that we can, you know, have a proper chit chat and, you know, maybe do something different. You know, we love to promote whatever artist there is. I mean, that's the beauty of Radio Sangam. We are a family radio station that helps and supports whoever and whatever we can.
Absolutely, and on behalf of the rest of the team, BCMS Events, we're glad to have Radio Sangam as our media partners. So thank you guys for being on board with us as well.
No problem. Thank you very much, Hari Paji, and thank you very much, DJ Mick.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paji. Have a good evening, both of you, and I hope that this show will be one of the best in the UK.
Yeah, will you be coming?
Certainly, definitely, I will be coming down.
Definitely. Yeah, I just want to say a massive thanks for having us on the air, and I just want to reach out to all the listeners out there. Please get your tickets in advance. It is going to be an amazing experience. You guys won't regret it. We look forward to seeing you all there and watch this experience. Thank you.
Okay, Hari Paji, just before you go, tell us the dates and the four cities you will be touring. So most of these people might have seen the poster, but some people don't write the dates down and stuff. So would you know the dates and the venues?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, if all the listeners out there are ready with their pens and papers, I'll go through. Okay, the first show is happening in Woking. It's the New Victoria Theatre on Saturday, the 18th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, the 18th of May, we're in Woking. The next day, which is Sunday the 19th of May, we're coming up to Bradford St. George's Hall, and we're quite proud the fact that we're the first Bhangra act to be performing in St. George's Hall after the massive refurb. Me and the team went down last week, and we absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. So that's these two. We then take a 2-week break, and on the first of June, we're playing in Birmingham at the new Alexandra, previously called the Alexandra Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a 3-week break, and we're going up all the way to Newcastle, and we're performing in Newcastle Royal Theatre on the 30th of June. So just to reiterate again, Saturday the 18th in Woking, Sunday the 19th of May in Bradford, 1st of June in Birmingham, and 30th of June in Newcastle.
Okay, Paji, most of these people can get the information of tickets from Radio Sangam, of course, but some people want to buy it online. Is there any online outlet which is set in, which is selling all these tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's very easy. All it is, they just need to type in www.thewestendbhangramusical.com.
Mm-hmm.
That will then take you to a countdown page which tells you how many days, hours, minutes and seconds there are to the actual first show.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you click on the there's 4 boxes at the bottom, and if you click on the one which is the one that you want to go for out of the 4 cities, it's all quite self-explanatory from there. So I'll say the website again, www.thewestendbhangramusical.com. It's quite easy.
And of course, it has the social media platforms as well, likes of the Facebook page and Instagram account and all that, so people can follow you from there and get more information about the event.
Yeah. All you got to do is, whatever you want to do a search, you type in the West End Bhangra Musical in any of those social media sites, and it'll take you towards there. So I think the word out there is as much as it's as much as we can do.
Okay, Paji, before you go, the last question is, I've seen your pictures with Jasmine Sandler, so is there a surprise coming up?
Okay.
Are you working along with Jasmine Sandler for a new track or something, or what is there something cooking?
No, nothing like that at all. With the Legends Band, we're obviously, we're a live band, so we play with a lot of artists from here and abroad. It is all live-based, it's nothing along the lines of recordings or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, never say never, who knows, there may be a live session with Jasmine Sandler one day. We may even have a future West End Bhangra musical, who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. So, thank you, Paji. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope I'll see you definitely in that show, and I hope that this show will be one of the best in the UK, because you guys are reviving the original Bhangra, which was missing for past 10 to 15 years.
Brilliant. And like I say, Tambia, thank you very much for having me, and thank you to all the listeners for listening, and we want to see you all there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paji. Rab Rakha.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, this was Harry Paji from the Legends Band, and make sure that you guys have actually written down all the dates and everything, the venues and stuff, and this is one of the unmissable events you should never miss, so make sure you booked your tickets. If you haven't booked your tickets yet, make sure you do now. Enjoy this amazing track, Dum Dum Mast Kalandar, and it's Naseebul Al featuring the Legends Band.